Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
It's 40 degrees with a beautiful sunrise right now. 40 degrees in our backyard, high atop Blue Hill. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom is here, Laura's there. We'll talk to her in just a bit. But as always, we're driven by Blaze Alexander Ford in Lewisburg. I'm just humbled to be here. I am just humbled to be here.
This sure is a swell show, folks.
Thank Everybody you. Has their own show. Every no. day, you're creating the show that is your life.
Oh. I love your show.
Thank you.
What's not to love?
What's not to love?
Hey, hey, humble,
calm
too.
Down. Humble, yeah, calm too. Down.
I, too, am extraordinarily humble.
Nice and humble.
Stop it. You're making me blush.
With that, I humbly present
that radio show.
This radio
showtime.
Show.
Showtime.
Yeah, it's showtime. I'm humble. This could end at any given moment. As a matter of fact, we've learned over the past 8, 9, 10 weeks or whatever that anything could end at any moment. So we should all be a little bit humble, not just your morning local radio guy. I mean, look at me. I was here for 20 years and I left and then I came back. It could all end. Anything could end tomorrow. So let's enjoy today. I mean, I was voted Pennsylvania Radio Guy of the Year, and then I was fired 3 months later. It was weird, but it happens. So live every day like it's your last. Live every second like it's the last. We're wasting seconds. Can we move on with the show, please? Thank you. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Time flies. It seems like only yesterday this pandemic started. Wrong. Sometimes time flies and sometimes it doesn't. Like right now, I could say it's 6:13 in the morning, and in another minute, I'll say it's 6:14, and you'll say, wow, time flies. But there are other things in life that make us go, really? Like this whole thing dragging on too long. When can we go yellow? Excuse me, Mr. Governor, when can we be green? Are we still red? We want to be yellow. We'll do it ourselves. If we have to. I mean, and then the whole thing is, I don't know. I think we've lost focus. Can I say this on the radio without getting a memo? Probably not. But I think we've lost focus. It's become political. It's like it's still a pandemic. It's about people getting sick and dying. But all of a sudden, it's political now. Well, the people that, you know, are going yellow, the people that are waking up the economy, they're a certain party. And then the other people, the cautious people, well, they're those other party. And I'm so tired of it. I stopped watching the news. I stopped listening to the news. Sometimes I don't even listen to our own news. But then I say, yeah, I could trust Mark Lawrence. I know the guy personally. But do I trust the networks? No. I certainly don't trust anything I read on social media. Sorry. 99% of it is malarkey. The celebrities, yeah, they speak up once in a while when they want to. But they're so wishy-washy. And what matters? I mean, who matters? I mean, what opinion counts? Who knows? I mean, here's an example. Matthew McConaughey. As soon as I hear his name, I go, you know what? Shut up. Get in your Lincoln and get out of here. You know? But then yesterday, he says something that makes me stop in my tracks and go, wait, I'm going to Google that and listen to it again.
A few weeks ago, about a month ago, I could feel that this united purpose we all have as Americans to beat this enemy got hijacked a bit by partisan politics. And all of a sudden, the narrative became, if you want to go to work, you're on the far right. If you don't want to go to work and you want to stay home, you're on the far left. And now even the mask wearing is getting politicized, where if you want to wear a mask, you wear a mask, you're a liberal. And if you don't, you're a conservative. And that's just not true. This is not about politics. It's about us. The USA, and we got to take care of each other right now. We have a collective purpose. This is a tug of war with the virus. We need all hands on the rope.
Way to go, Matthew McConaughey. I mean, where did he come from? Did he get bumped on the head and all of a sudden he became smart? I mean, and he actually said that on Fox News, too, which is one of the networks I refuse to watch. He said this is a tug of war with the virus. And we need all hands on the rope. Now, I don't know if that was a good analogy because you're not, you know, you got to be careful with your hands. You can't even touch your own face. But, he means well. This is not a political thing. It's a health issue. Let's all stay healthy. so we could do things like get out and vote. Okay? Let's all stay healthy. Late Night TV is talking, still from the privacy of their own homes.
There's a fine dining establishment in Virginia, a very fancy restaurant called the Inn at Little Washington that has a plan for reopening. The owner of this restaurant is putting mannequins in the empty seats to make it feel full. So finally, if you live in the area, you can enjoy a 3-star Michelin meal in the storage room at Westworld.
And this isn't good. A lot of people say that they haven't been maintaining the best oral hygiene during the lockdown. You can tell it's bad when your face mask puts on a face mask.
Singing along to the stereo. News is coming up next. Check on sports and AccuWeather as well. A nice day on the way today. Near 70, I'll take it with the sunshine. Yeah. Clouds later. And the weather guy always likes gloom and doom, you know.
It's great. It's going to rain.
You know, and it's going to rain sooner or later. But let's enjoy the day while we have it. Hey, Mom, Dad, you enjoying teaching the kids homeschooling? Most parents are just not good at it, and they have grown to appreciate their kids' teachers all the more. And with virtual school, you got to have virtual summer camp. This really exists, and it's trending high. What is it called? Happy Camper? Or whatever, there's actually a company out there where you can send your kid to summer camp through the computer.
Happy Camper Live brings the magic of summer camp to you. We
what?
Have hundreds of activities for you to try to inspire you to find your passion. Huh? Upload your videos and become camp famous
what?
At the world's largest campfire. And we also have an original web series where you can really feel what it's like to go to camp with your friends at Happy Camper Live.
Wow, Happy Camper Live was going on in the field next door to me in Point Township yesterday. It was called Two Guys Burning Anything They Could Throw Into a Pile. 94KX, love that song. Love Lenny Kravitz. What happened to the guy? I mean, I thought I saw him the other night at the Turkey Hill on Front Street in Sunbury buying a power drink and maybe a pack of cigarettes. I don't know, but then I thought, no, that's not Lenny Kravitz. Why would he be here? He just kind of disappeared, though. I don't know. The son of a Cosby mom. Let's put it that way. Lenny Kravitz, a very talented musician, and he vaporized, just like almost everything does. Like, what happens? Flash in the pan. There's a cliche I can't stand, but there's another one. Like, what makes us popular one minute and not popular the next minute? Oh, well. Hey, it's Tom and Laura in the morning. Where's Laura? Well, she's probably putting a new patio or something. She'll be up shortly at home in Elysburg. We've been doing this for about 7 weeks now. And it's been fun, but it's just not the same. Is that the way your life is? Have you found yourself in that situation? I have. It's like, oh, this is different. This is fun. But the old way was fun, too. And I don't know if I want the old fun back. You know, like I find myself getting outdoors more, which is great. You've seen my videos posted on social media. I live in Point Township. Years ago, I used to kind of make fun of where I lived, but now I have mellowed into it. I love it. And, you know, going for walks in the township is like so much better than going for walks in town. However, if you do live in town, I'm not dissing you. Go for walks today. It's going to be sunny and nice. Get outside, walk the dog, whatever. Go for, perhaps, a silly walk. You do remember Monty Python, right? Well, there's actually groups now promoting silly walk zones.
People are really having a good time with it. I just wanted to do this to bring some positivity. Just that gives, I think, permission for people to be positive and silly. It's everything from just a smile and a recognizing of, you know, Python. And there are people that actually dedicate bike rides to the spot, do the silly walk, get back on their bikes and head on their way. And not taking yourself too seriously, which I think we need. We need that all the time, but we need it especially right now.
You betcha. You know, there are aggressive walkers out there that are almost joggers or runners, but they're walking. And then there are just people that go for a casual stroll. I see you in Norrie and in Sunbury. I saw a lot of people walking in Lewisburg yesterday. I was in that area. You know, but why not a silly walk? Why not designate a certain area? You people in town, come on, get the sidewalk chalk out and designate it
a silly walk zone.
I have a silly walk, and I'd like to obtain a government grant to help me develop it.
Mm-hmm. It's not particularly silly, is it? I mean, the right leg isn't silly at all, and the left leg merely does a forward aerial half turn every alternate step.
Yes, but I think with government backing, I could make it very silly.
Now, the Japanese have a man who can bend his leg back over his head and back again with every single step, while the Israelis have here's the coffee.
We all remember Monty Python and the Silly Walk Zone. So get out today, enjoy the sunshine, take the kids with you, and do a silly walk. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Hey, you want something? Just say so.
Just say so.
I wish we all could live like that, but, you know, just bust into the boss's office today. I want a raise! How'd that work?
Hasn't that been done already in Jerry Maguire?
How'd that work out for Jerry?
It worked out okay in the end. He got the girl.
Yeah, she's kind of had her at hello, didn't he? Or something like that? I don't know.
Yeah, a little bit.
Hey, it's Laura, and she's in her kitchen, and it's Morgan here in the studio. We're getting it done. We just did the story about a special social media group doing what they call silly walk zones on sidewalks just to make this fun. Everybody's getting out and walking more, so to borrow from an old Monty Python skit, they want you to hit this certain zone on the sidewalk where you have to walk silly.
And I think it's fantastic.
I knew you would love the idea. You're a person who likes to get out and exercise, and you got a little silliness to you. I'm a person who doesn't like to exercise, and I have a lot of silliness to me. So together, we could get this done, you know, and
we
invent.
We should do this in, like, Sunbury or Lewisburg,
yeah.
Danville.
That's what I was talking about. Ain't no sidewalks in Pawn Township where I live. So, like, I encourage people in towns like Norrie or Lewisburg, whatever, Danville, Seamless Grove, get the sidewalk chalk out and just write, this is a designated silly walk zone, and then go in the house and look outside and see if people read it and then walk really funny. It would
you
be
should
great.
Put some kind of official badge then on, like, don't get in trouble, but, like, on a telephone pole or garbage can, especially if it's in town, that says, designated by the Ministry of Silly Walks.
The Ministry of Silly Walks.
Ministry of City Walks.
There you go.
City Walks. The husband loves Monty Python.
Oh, I'm a master at it too. Meanwhile, in New York City, where you have to walk or take a cab or a train everywhere, they broke a record yesterday in New York City, a safety record for the most days in a row without killing a pedestrian. That's like sad, but it's good.
It is good.
58 straight days New York City has gotten by without a cabbie or somebody else running over a pedestrian.
I'm walking here. I'm walking here.
I just got to use Dustin Hoffman from Midnight Cowboy.
I'm walking here.
Perfect.
I'm walking here.
So congratulations to New York City. Wow.
Good job, New York.
The rest of the news is next. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom's here, Laura's at home, and all the late-night sound guys are still at home. It's got to be driving them crazy, but here they go.
Executives from MGM Resorts unveiled a 7-point safety plan to reopen its hotels and casinos. Just seven? Their entire business model is seniors touching the same slot machine, blowing on dice, and ignoring the sneeze guard at the buffet. MGM's safety plan should look like infinite jest.
As if we're not dealing with enough, the first hurricane of the season could be forming this weekend off the southeastern coast. Even more annoying, the ocean wants everyone to drive by and honk their horns to celebrate.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Biter's birthday buddies on the way. Powered up by Biter's Furniture, Mattress, and Appliance Store, 4th Street, Sunbury. Your chance to win coming up tomorrow morning with Biters. Look at you dancing. We're watching ourselves on video because, to be quite honest, we forget what we look like sometimes. How you doing?
We do. I'm doing well. How are you?
You're looking fine.
I like that song, The Return of the Mac.
Yeah, I never knew the Big Mac went away. And then I went to the drive-thru window and it's okay.
Well, now you can get like a Baby Mac and a Big Mac.
Okay.
And you can get like a triple stack Mac, but I think they're running out of beef. So like not all items are available currently at McDonald's.
I was actually making all that up, but I'm glad that you came to the table with some actual facts on it. Musical birthdays before we do the birthday buddies. There's a ton of them. Here we go. Shanice is 47 today. I love your smile. One hit wonder in the 90s.
Good stuff.
Here's one for you, Laura. Danny Wood is 51. New Kids on the Block.
NKOTB.
There it is. Now, here's a bunch of people that are 54 years old today, and I guarantee no one will know who they are. Fabrice Morvan is 54. He was one half of Milli Vanilli.
Oh, do we sing for them, or do we just lip sync?
Boy, you know you're old. Mike Inez is 54. He is he played with Ozzy Osbourne, Alice in Chains, and a whole lot of people. So there you go, Mike Inez. And here's another one, Raphael Siddiq. He is one of the Tonys of the 90s.
The Tony.
You see, his name wasn't even Tony. Raphael. Nope. Okay, here's another one, CeCe DeVille. You know who he is. He's your bud.
Of course I do.
The guitarist for Poison.
Pick up that guitar and talk to me.
Tom Cochran is 67. Life is a Highway. He was the originator of that song. Also an original member of Red Rider, a rock band in the 70s.
Oh, we could make our own quarantunes. Life is a highway. I'm going to drive it when I'm allowed.
I like it. I like it a lot. And from Talking Heads, David Byrne, or as some people call him, David Byrne, is 68 years old today. That's a lot of musical birthdays.
That's a ton for today.
Yeah. Now let's take a look at our local celebs, or as Laura calls them,
Biters Birthday Buddies.
Mine are all shuffled. Oh, here they are.
That's okay.
Happy birthday. We were just talking about Alice in Chains, and I'm looking here and going, what? Happy birthday to Alice Winders. She's 49 today.
A very happy birthday to Betsy Ream, 55 today.
Brittany Robinson is 34.
Chris Feudale from Coltmont turns 44.
Glenda Stoll is 39 today.
Kelly Long is 51.
Happy birthday to Lori McDonald, Bloomsburg. Lordy, lordy, she's 40.
Happy birthday to Mike Bressy, 54 today.
Misty Rice is 41 today.
And Shelly Rumberger turns 52.
Okay, now let's go to the other page. Am I getting all this right? Look at this. Okay, you could look at it.
Well, that's it.
The audience can. All right, Amber Jones, is she on the list?
No, that's it for today.
Yes.
That's Friday.
See, that's what I mean. They gave me a Friday list attached to a Thursday list without saying it's
Tom.
Friday.
So we're done with Shelly Rumberger.
All right. Well, you
who's
just
52.
Yeah. There's no more, though?
That's it.
Oh, okay. So I did. Okay. I'll tell you, I do know one thing. There's nobody on the text club. So let's just move it along.
Wow. Okay. We have several from Facebook.
Ooh, okay.
And a couple really important ones.
Okay.
So a very happy birthday to Trevor Pauly. You know Trevor.
Trevor, my camera guy.
He's 29 today.
Happy birthday, Trevor.
Teacher in the Southern Columbia Area School District. Susie Harder turns 55 today.
Wow.
My cousin, Lauren Galitsky. She's 40 today.
Happy birthday, Galitsky.
You know this guy, Ryan Unger.
Yeah, Ry.
Hey, he's 41 today.
He used to work here, too.
And last but not least.
Okay.
Do you know whose birthday it is?
It's news guy Matt's birthday.
Matty Ice.
Matty Ice. We should have like played some Beach Boys for him or something.
Maybe tomorrow we can dedicate a song to him, do a long distance dedication.
Excellent idea. Matty Ice is not that old.
No, Matt Catrillo, of course, news guy Matt. He is 27 years young today.
So we can sing old, old, getting old. You're getting old. Yeah, yeah.
He's getting older.
We can't
he's
do that.
He's getting old.
No, we can't
it's
do that.
It's his birthday.
We can't do that because he's way too young. Anyway, everybody has a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can always message us on the 94KX Facebook page. You can text us at 49330 or call us up on the Ford Fun Line. Here's the way to be in it to win it. Biter's Birthday Buddies Text Club.
Yeah.
Each and every weekday morning. Right, Tom?
Yep. It's Biter's
Birthday Buddies! on 94KX.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 7:48. It's always our intention to bring you the good news because the good stories make us feel better. I don't know. Some of the dumb stories make us feel pretty good, too, but...
I prefer the good news stories,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, because... Yeah. Mark Lawrence had a good story yesterday where 2 dozen people have formed a group in the Detroit area, and they parade around town in those inflatable costumes. We've all seen them. And now they're just doing it to spread joy, you know, that kind of thing. Well, we actually have the story in the story from the lady.
We have a private Facebook group. We have a couple little guidelines within our group, which is we do not tell anybody where we're going to walk, where we're meeting, or the time that we're going to walk. Something that's very unexpected. People need something a little bit different to break up the day, I think.
Mm-hmm.
We also have to maintain 6 feet of space generally because a lot of us are very large and we have very long tails. Nobody can really see, but I have my mask on when I walk, but I'm just smiling from ear to ear.
Now, the other day I'm driving through Northumberland and there's a big giant inflatable dinosaur dancing around outside the Northumberland Christian School. I had no idea what that was about. But,
it's fantastic.
But I'm telling you, right, it made me feel so good that I was one of those dudes blowing the horn at it and waving.
Of course.
So I don't know.
It just made you smile.
It did. Speaking of smiles, Mother's Day smiles, over the weekend, over $1 million worth of orchids donated to healthcare workers.
Our goal is to get these flowers into the hands of frontline care workers. So there has been so much, just an immeasurable amount of work that has been done and care that has been taken and hours that have been spent both away from families and in hospitals caring for people that have been struck by this pandemic.
Now check this out. An Ohio group called Green Circle Growers had a surplus of orchids, and if they didn't give them away, they're getting thrown in the garbage on Mother's Day.
Oh, my goodness.
So they donated them. I thought that was a great idea. Good news. And here's one that Laura would do. Laura and her sister, as a matter of fact, who's a teacher. A middle school teacher in Georgia decided that he already goes running. Why not run by everybody's house?
I knew my kids were at home and they were missing school and everybody else, and I thought, well, why don't I run through their neighborhoods and see them, give them a smile, pick up their day a little bit.
How about that, Laura? He runs by everybody's house, and they could come out on the porch if they want, and he waves to them, and they could see that their teacher's okay. Pretty cool, huh?
He probably went for a pretty long run.
He tries to get in 8 miles a day, and it's a planned route. So there you go. He's going to cover every student by the time the summer comes around. Good
news.
Very cool. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. As we head toward the 8 o'clock news block, Mark's got the news. Rob, the Sports Center, with the latest. Who's going to play and who's not? And Steve doing the forecast. And we got to tell Steve to lighten up because it's a beautiful day right now, isn't it?
I mean, it is. It's going to be gorgeous today. Temps in the upper 60s, so that is something to celebrate. The frost that is currently on the ground will go away.
You know, every once in a while, Steve goes, but you know what? Clouds roll in later on, and here come showers.
No.
It's like, no. And that frost warning or watch or whatever it was yesterday, okay, bring your azaleas in or something. Everybody's going to be okay.
Well, really. Do you know what? Fun fact, all of my flowers and everything are either inside setting in my kitchen... On my kitchen counters, seriously, or they're over on the side of my house under my carport covered in a sheet.
Yeah, my neighbors in the township were covering everything with sheets yesterday. I thought there was a body count. I didn't know. I was afraid. But
it's just everyone's pretty posies.
and the azalea bushes that were blooming a week or two ago are now, what do they call it? Is it burned? What do they call it?
Yeah, they got a little, frosted.
Yeah, they call it burned or something. But anyway, some of the flowers that were blooming, if you didn't cover them. But you know what? It's going to be a nice day today. So can we please enjoy the day?
Of course we can.
94KX, Tom and Laura, in the morning, hard at work or taking a nap. Now, I mentioned this because people are working at home, right? Laura, you're doing it.
Yes, I am. I am currently in my kitchen. Well, dining room area.
There you go. I have a feeling that you're one of those people, though, that gets up in the morning, hits the floor running, and doesn't go to bed until it's time to go to bed.
Yes, that's why I fall asleep at 8 p.m. every night.
I what do you call it when you record TV shows? I don't know if they call it TiVoing anymore. I don't know. I'm so far behind in the times. I don't even know what it's called. But anyway.
Okay.
I basically
when you like TV or something?
Yeah, I recorded some shows.
Okay.
And they were continuing. And so I found myself in an interesting dilemma last night where it was 10 o'clock and I was still watching it. I was
Tom,
you're in so much trouble. You're going to be so tired tomorrow. Now, I always hit the ground running when it's time to do this morning show, but boy, I'll tell you what, during the day.
About 2 p.m., you do not call or text message Tom.
You just gave away our secret. Anyway, it turns out one third of people who are supposed to be working now during the pandemic are actually taking a nap on the, quote, work clock, and they don't care. Now, I don't think it's a big deal if they're working beyond their time, but if they're not, 60% have spent more time on social media and texting or taking a nap when they're supposed to be working. They're taking more breaks. They're playing video games. They're taking care of their kids, which, hey, boss, they have to do that. So back off on that. And but doing outdoor activities, applying for other jobs, and bathroom activities that you don't even want human resources to know about. So they're doing that on the company clock. But Laura, my question is there a company clock?
Here's the thing. There's a counter study to this that shows by having more flexibility in the workday, i.e. the ability to nap, do an outdoor activity, take more breaks, actually increases productivity. And many million-dollar national huge companies, like Nationwide Insurance, for example, are going fully remote.
Wow. Hats off to them. Because, you know,
I think they're keeping like four corporate locations. I saw this in the Times. Mm-hmm. And then everybody else who's currently working remote is staying working remote.
I'm loving it. So maybe we should break off from that old traditional stuff. I mean, come on now. I come in and I do a morning radio show, and then I leave the building here about 9 o'clock because of our skeleton crew rules we have here.
Sure.
So if I'm napping at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, nobody better be picking on me because at 8 o'clock at night, I'm in the home studio doing radio commercials and stuff like that.
Yeah, so you're just doing it on your own time. Your work day is no longer a traditional 9 to 5, which it never was.
Right.
So, mine either, but it instead of a traditional 8-hour block all right in a row, it's just split up a little bit. Who cares?
But I still feel that people have those old-fashioned bosses that they just can't get it in their head, you know? It's like a scene from Office Space or something.
Yeah, hi, it's Bill Lumber. It's about 10 o'clock. Yeah, just wondering where you are. Yeah, hi, it's Bill Lumberg again. I just wanted to make sure you knew that we did start at the usual time.
Yeah, the usual
this
time.
This morning. Yeah, it isn't a half day or anything like that.
Do you get an idea that there are still Bill Lumbers out there?
Yeah, Tom, you know, we're going to have to, we're just going to have to put a pin in this conversation for right now.
Okay, thanks. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. We do the late night sound bites every night, Laura, because we don't stay up late.
I mean, we don't.
it's that simple. So it's really cool to get late night TV highlights here with Tom and Laura.
It is. It's super fun.
Kimmel, Fallon, Seth Meyer, all of them. Well, Fallon, the David Spade show is on really late, and there's no way I'd ever watch that. But I love David Spade and Seth Meyers. So Fallon, last night, had David Spade on the show. So not only do they have their own shows,
that's awesome,
but now they're starting to mix it up a little bit. And they talked about Tommy Boy.
Tommy Boy is the 25th anniversary of that movie?
I did hear that because obviously I love Tommy Boy. I love being a part of it. And 25th anniversary, it's such a bummer. We would have been on Tommy Boy 12 at this point.
Now that's funny. Now we all miss Chris, but
that guy in a little coat.
That is like my favorite scene from that movie. And at my age, you know, when we change seasons and now it's springtime and I go to the closet for the spring jacket, I sing that song to make sure the jacket still fits. Okay, the coat still fits.
But, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to go and watch that movie tonight now. I can't, 25 years old.
25 years of Tommy Boy.
Okay.
And if Chris Farley was still alive, you kind of get an idea that they would have milked it and it would have been like Tommy Boy Part 12, like Spade
said. Absolutely.
Oof. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, winding down. The school year is winding down, and it just doesn't seem like it's a school year at all anymore, does it?
No, it doesn't, especially everyone. I feel sad for anyone who is celebrating a milestone during this sort of unprecedented time.
Exactly. Whether it's high school graduation, college graduation, maybe we've talked about this before. Maybe you turn 16 and you want, you know, to get 16? Your driver's license.
Yeah, 18, 21.
21, you want to go to a bar and have a beverage?
Exactly.
Not happening. Well, we're helping the class of 2020 at 94KX by putting them on Facebook. And I think it's a cool idea. You won't get that traditional ceremony this year, but go to the Facebook page all this month and next month and check out the grads, right?
Yes, we're highlighting those graduating seniors from Central Pennsylvania high schools who won't get their traditional ceremonies, like you said, Tom, but we're sending them congratulations and best wishes from afar and using social media to our advantage.
That's right. And this whole program has been put together by some great people, too, like Oberdorf's Carpet One, Surplus Outlets, Steininger's Laundry and Dry Cleaning.
Wow. Susquehanna Community Bank, Gordon Air Insurance, Susquehanna Valley Limousine, Shuck Law Offices. There's one already posted for the graduating class from Shamokin Aaron High School.
Oh, really? So we could go and take a look now, right?
Yep. Make sure that you like and follow the 94KX Facebook page because they will be posted on up there. And then that way you can tag your senior if they're on Facebook or the parents of the senior that you want to tag. And then share.
You know it, 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, wrapping it up. Chad Evans is on the way next. If somebody lets him in the front door, somebody going to let him in?
Go.
I don't know why he doesn't want a key. I said to him, why don't you just get a key? And he's like, I don't want one. So I was like, okay. So
he doesn't want that responsibility, and I don't blame him.
I guess. So when he shows up, you know, since we're in lockdown mode here at Sunbury Broadcasting, sometimes he just stands on the front porch and texts me for like 10 minutes. Hey, bud. Hey, bud, let me in. Hey, bud, still here. Hey, bud.
Yo, bud.
Yo, bud. Anyway, because I get caught up in the music. I was doing a little chicken dance there to Bruno Mars. You know, today is National Dance Like a Chicken Day. Does that mean the chicken dance? I don't know.
Do you have a sound clip of the chicken dance? Should we FaceTime again and do the chicken dance?
There you go. We all do it in the coal region. We know what it is. It's the national anthem.
At every wedding in the coal region, we know exactly what it is.
It is the national anthem of the chicken dance of the coal region. And as we mentioned earlier this morning, we are walking silly. We might as well dance silly. We are promoting a silly walk zone on the sidewalks in front of your house. So have your kids go out and sidewalk chalk on the front sidewalk. This is a silly walk zone. And then go in the house and look out the window, see if anybody follows the rule. It'll be fun.
I love this idea. So fun.
And send video. I mean, send them to Laura. I mean, we'll send them to, you know, Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX or whatever. If you catch somebody actually following your silly walk zone.
Oh, yeah. Message in on the 94KX Facebook page. We will embarrass them and share it.
I think it's hilarious. It all started with Monty Python decades ago, but then a special Facebook group of people are trying to spread this across the country to have your kids create a silly walk zone in front of the house. We started this weeks ago. It was called The Thought for the Day, and it still is. Laura comes up with an inspirational thought in these goofy times to see if we could get through another day. You got one?
And this one is from an Instagram account that I follow. It's called Healthy Energy Tools, and it's an account that's all about positivity.
Oh, okay.
And I saw this one, okay. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to share it.
Well, you go to it.
So the universe is saying to you today, release yourself from thoughts, beliefs, and actions that no longer bring power to your life. And remember that to create the new, you must let go of the old. Stay positive about yourself, your life, and your future.
Love it, especially the part to create something new. You got to let go of the old.
There it is.
Hey, everybody, have a good day, okay? We'll see you tomorrow.
Have a good one, Tommy.
You too, girl. Bye.
See ya.